famous porn star, Ron Jeremy.
A veteran of the industry who's appeared in over 1,000 adult films.
Ron Jeremy is to porn as Warren Beatty is to Hollywood.
Internationally famous male porn star, Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, seit 17 Jahren in der Branche aktiv.
Despite appearances, Jeremy is one of the rarest creatures in adult video. A straight male superstar.
Nicknamed the Hedgehog because he's small, fat, and very hairy. The Emperor of Erotic Films has appeared in more than 1,600 blue movies and directed nearly 100 more.
The prolific Ron Jeremy is considered somewhat of an industry cult hero to his thousands of fans.
As a child of the 70s and the 80s, Ron Jeremy was an idol to an entire generation, and he still is.
You know, there's Elvis and then there's Ron, basically. Simple as that.
One of the greatest men this country's ever seen, my good friend Ron Jeremy.
He's a legend. He's a legend here.
Everyone wants to be Ron Jeremy. They want his life.
I don't know how this little fat man, get all these women, boy. I don't know how he do it, but he does it.
The one, the only, Mr. Ron Jeremy.
How much more, you know, could I explain about Ron Jeremy? It's Ron. Ron is the man.
We're still here just because
I can't move right now. I have no self-esteem.
You hate, you want to going home?
I almost hate myself. I think I want to go find a knife and slit my wrists. What?
Are you afraid to go home to an empty house?
That too.
Very short, and he's got the big belly,
and all that hair.
His appearance, is just
kind of slobbish in a way.
Not what you'd expect of the world's most famous porn star.
It's easy to see how people get all these misconceptions about, oh, this guy's a porn star.
Ron Jeremy, you should go to jail just for all the things that you've helped make worse in this country, and I don't think you should be so proud of yourself.
You should be hanged, you scum! What you do is sick and depraved. You should be shot!
Everything that you might think about somebody in the porn industry as being a partier, only caring about having sex. He's complete opposite. He could care less about that.
The funny thing is, he's a real nice guy, which is strange, because you'd expect a prick.
They could give us a warning. The sign said, ugh. American Airlines didn't say, a mile.
He's the sweetest person. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't like to party. He likes corny things like the Lord of the Dance.
I think Ronnie is proof that somebody should have practiced birth control.
I think it's starting to wear on him that all he's been is a copsman. And he's trying to convince people, and rightly so, and himself mostly, that he's more than just that.
How the hell do you get out of here?
Good Lord. He's got years and years of work, and a stigma is attached to him, and that's all that anybody's ever going to see.
I have no idea where I am. What the hell is this?
How do we get out of here?
American Airlines. What's great about Ronnie is he loves being Ron Jeremy. And the sex thing, he almost takes it for granted. Because Ronnie doesn't even want to be that. Ron Jeremy just wants to be at the comedy club. Ronnie wants to be legitimate.
My goal in life is to be an actor. And to continue acting. And that's my goal. Everything else is just something to try out, show that I can do it. My whole family is doctors, teachers, lawyers, ambassador, you know what I mean, just government officials. I mean, it's an incredible, incredible family, and they totally support what I do, and they don't, they think I'm a nutcase, but they just think I have a right to do what I do.
Hi, Pops.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, kiddo.
At least you came to visit me when you were in town.
I always do. I always
but not
do,
too
Pops.
Often.
I was born in Flushing, Queens, on March 12, 1953, 4 o'clock in the morning.
I remember when my wife came home from the hospital after having Ronnie. She said that she happened to hear some, you know, of the nurses in the room, and she commenting, you know, about baby Ronnie, and one of them said, I think my husband would give his life to have something like that.
Ron, do me a favor. Show Rodney what a real man looks like. Yeah, okay.
All men are created equal. What bullshit.
Ooh, his size. I love a big guy. And his size is a compliment. I mean, he is so big, even when he's soft, he is huge.
Ron, you have a really big penis. What's that like?
Oh, it's fun. I mean,
How big is my penis? It's 2 inches from the floor.
It's big, but it's spongy. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's like squishy.
Here's a set of stamps dedicated to some of this country's most remarkable citizens. That's right, you know what I'm thinking about. It's the Well-Endowed American series. Yeah, there's adult film star Ron Jeremy, isn't it?
I'm
going to
give you an honest answer. I can do this. It's 9 3/4.
That's kind of scary.
The magazine says 10 inches.
So be it.
Please don't write it and correct them, okay? They say 12 inches, shut the fuck up.
Okay, now what exactly is your problem with Ron and his coital contingent?
You die in hell, you Hebrew scum!
Do we need to go there?
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. I fucked him on last night with my infection.
Oh, you
balls deep, Hugo. What are you going to do about that?
Did you see what your name is in the thing?
Jew.
Mr. fucking Jew.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mr. Jew.
He's Jewish.
I, like most Jews you'll talk to nowadays, I was basically a good Jew till I went to synagogue and got bar mitzvah, and I pretty much forgot all about it. Then I would go to the temple just for the Oneg Shabbat, where you get the wine and the Danish, you see. I go for the Danish. I'd skip the service. You know, who wants to hear that stuff? The rabbi, the cantor. Nice guys. Where's the Danish?
My name is Susan. I've known Ron all his life because I'm his sister. Ronnie was a terrific little kid. He was always a performer. From the time of elementary school and doing little skits and performing for neighbors, he always wanted to be the center of attention. You know, he always wanted to perform for people and please people and make people happy and make people laugh.
Ronnie's mother had a phrase she used. She said, "Ronnie marches to the beat of a different drummer."
If I could pinpoint one specific event in any of our lives which had the most profound impact, it would have been the illness and subsequent death of our mother.
And my mom came down with Parkinson's disease when I was, I believe, in third grade.
Most of my memories about my mom are when she had Parkinson's disease. You know, a lot of times they would say I developed this humor to make up for the sadness at home, you know, seeing my mom crippled and stuff.
As she became more and more incapacitated, ultimately we had to institutionalize her in a nursing home, and she went downhill from there and died in the nursing home.
Here is my room. As you can see, I have all my various, still a lot of goodies in here. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. There you go. This is my old high school yearbook. You know, Benjamin Cardoza High School. And of course, here's me. Something, huh?
We're here to see Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, number one in the industry.
Ron Jeremy was my idol since third grade.
First time I ever saw people having sex was with Ron Jeremy on a Betamax tape. It was my uncle's. Still got the tape, so we don't have a player.
I remember busting into my mom's boyfriend's stuff and finding porns, you know, and just popping in. I'm like, whoa, who's that guy?
He's the best. The guy's the best. He taught me how to eat. Guy taught me how to fuck him. Yeah, I'll do a little thing.
Last question? Yeah.
What made you get into the business in the first place?
This is going to also shock you, folks. I got a master's in special ed from Queens College. I used to be a teacher. I know that's very scary. That scares a lot of people.
When I was in college, I got my degree in theater. I knew I wanted to be an actor, but I also went and got an education degree because I knew I had to have something to fall back on. My parents always said to me, don't ever rely on an acting career. You got to fall back on something. I did teach for 2 years. I student taught Association for the Advancement of Blind and Retarded, AABR. I taught disturbed children, autistic kids, childhood schizophrenics.
Now the Germans first took over Poland, then quickly took France, and started air raids on England. Any questions? That aren't about my penis.
And then I had this class of 30 kids. It was punished, retarded, all kinds of disturbed kids, an assistant teacher. It was such torture because I knew I was not chasing my dream. So I quit pretty much abruptly. I wanted to act my whole life, so I quit teaching in New York, started doing theater, off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, Bronx, and the job market is horrible. Do you folks know what it's like to try to be an actor in New York? You got hundreds of kids competing for jobs that, you know, one person gets and there's no money.
He actually appeared in some small productions off-off-Broadway. He did children's theater, which, in retrospect, is an interesting choice. And he was great.
And I realized it's a bitch. You know, there are so many actors and so few jobs.
Damn!
And I said, what a ridiculous, pathetic situation. I can be the greatest actor on planet Earth. Who's going to know?
I said, there's got to be something better than this.
We got into this whole line of work purely by accident. His girlfriend, you know, submitted a picture of his to Playgirl magazine for a section in the magazine called The Boy Next Door. Some of the secretaries, you know, that I worked with had copies of Playgirl magazine, and they saw the name, and I told them it was my son, and some of the more forward girls says, I'd like to meet him.
People looked up R. Hyatt in the phone book and got my grandmother, Rose Hyatt, at the same address living downstairs.
Phone calls would come in at all hours of the day and night because it's a national publication.
Hello.
Hi, Ernie.
Who's this?
You don't know me, but I know you. I've been watching you.
You have?
I think you're really a hot stud.
Me?
Yeah, and I think you've got the equipment to satisfy me.
And my dad said to me that day on, you want to get into this naked, crazy business, you go ahead. If you ever use the family name again, I'm going to kill you. So from then on in, I was Ron Jeremy. I used my middle name.
I don't want any confusion between myself and his line of work because I'm retired.
A director then approached me to do porn.
Just sign here on a dotted line.
I asked my dad what he thought. As well, I hope you use it as a means to an end. I hope you don't stick with just porn, you know. I gave it a shot.
All right, I'll sign. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
The first time I did porn, it was very scary. I wasn't that good. I mean, I had to leave the set to run upstairs and be with a fluff girl. To do with somebody off camera, then run down the stairs with a hard-on going, roll, roll. My intention was to do maybe a couple of porno films and that's it. Then continue doing theater, get some more breaks. And a lot of the directors who were doing porn were doing mainstream movies. So if I think if they like my work in porn, they'll put me in the mainstream film.
He befriended the right people, or the right people befriended him, and he began to perform in one movie after another movie after another movie after another movie.
Is Dildo Land. Deep within these rolling hills and fertile valleys, an entire community of rubber and latex sexual implements exists.
I was in a great era, late 70s and 80s. You know, it was the golden era of adults. We had, there was no Viagra, so not anybody could be a porn star. We had no HIV tests every single month. So, you know, I was around at a great, great era.
The golden age of adult films, in my judgment, ran from 75 to about 83. You look at those movies, and they are actual productions that many of which could compete on a level with any of Hollywood's better B-movies.
Southern France, 1918. A war to make the world safe for democracy. A time for heroes like Johnny Yang.
They were real movies. You know, when I got to in character and I got to see my 16 feet high on the silver screen, that's an awesome sight. You know, that really is awesome.
I am exhausted from battle. I would like to bathe on the sleep, yeah? Dankeschön.
Oh, but can't you play with us for just a little while, please?
I did Inside Seika. I told the filmmakers, who now own Coliseum Video, that I could actually kiss my own penis. And they go, you gotta do that in the movie, you gotta do that. Give yourself a head.
Oh,
known this many years.
Except when he does embarrassing shit like suck himself off. And
I never did it.
Yeah, but all he did was say, I'm not a faggot. And all he kept doing was sucking his own dick.
Whenever mainstream people talk to me about doing porn, they always bring up this one thing. Did you really suck your own dick? I'm going, oh, God damn it. You know, thousands of films I did, and that's what you got to remember, you know? I don't say I regret it, but that's certainly been used to give me a little hell.
Not only was Ron a competent woodsman, he was also able to provide whatever visual, whether it was comedic or serious or somewhere in between. If you wanted to have Ron fuck a love doll or you wanted to have Ron cry, he was capable of doing that. I would rank him easily in the top 10 of all-time male performers.
Here's some of my trophies. These date way back. I got the Erotica Award here in 1984 for Susie Superstar.
So, heard your girl's got a problem.
Fuck off. No kidding.
Hey, is there any way to talk to the man who's got the key to the backstage door?
You can get us in.
You get in. If I get in, get it?
But this is what it was way back in the early days, you know? Things are very brittle, these fucking things. There you go.
Though he was a New Yorker, he was one of the first people to come to California, because that's where the business is.
There was two places where you could shoot hardcore. It was either New York or San Francisco. You never shot in Los Angeles, LA County, ever. That was a bust. That was a big bust.
From 72 until 88, for all intents and purposes, the adult entertainment industry is illegal. Making the movies are illegal. Showing them is not. Distributing them is not. Owning them is not, but to perform in an X-rated movie, to be an actor or an actress in an X-rated movie during that period of time was tantamount to being a prostitute.
What are you in here for?
Cops don't like me.
I got busted twice. I was a director, I was paying the actresses for sex, and therefore I was considered to be a panderer. So basically I was facing some serious court time, but they put me on a hold, on a freeze, until Hal Freeman's case went to the Supreme Court, because that sets precedent.
He won with a 7-0 majority, because we proved that basically, if you're paying an actress for sex, and that's illegal, then any guy who rents the tape could be a John, because they're doing it for him. The other point we proved is that drag racing is against the law. But if you videotape it, have a cop supervise it, it's legal. Beating somebody up is against the law. Put gloves on, videotape it, it's a boxing show. So basically, the fact that it's being videotaped or filmed gives it First Amendment protection.
The Freeman decision, for all intents and purposes, it gave a birth certificate to a bastard industry. It legitimized us.
If there were sexual Olympics, he would have the gold medal.
We made a film with Ron Jeremy where he actually had sex with 14 women in a 4-hour time period. And to be able to maintain an erection through all this, going from girl to girl for 4 hours straight, is just, it's unbelievable. What he did was unbelievable. The proof is in the tape.
At any given time, there are about 24 reliable woodsmen, guys who keep good erections in the American porn scene. You know, myself, Randy West, Peter North, Tom Byron. You know, you see a lot of the same guys over and over and over again because not a lot of guys can do it. A lot of guys try, and the real confident ones strike out. Oh, I could do this easily. Gone.
In a crew with about 10 to 15 men just standing around watching you naked, stroking your dick, trying to get it up, it's a little bit of a challenge.
I don't have time to wait for wood. The guys I hire have to get up in 3 minutes or they know they're going to have Holiday screaming at them. Now you compound that by putting them in the presence of a woman who finally looks up at the guy when he's starting to get an edge and says, "Don't look at me like I'm your girlfriend, just fuck me, I want to get out of here." Bingo, the guy goes limp and he's gone for the rest of the day.
You can't fake an erection. And Ronnie's always got one, so.
I think it's all in the mindset, really, whatever it takes at that time. And when you're a performer that is a veteran, as he is, you know what you got to do, and he just basically knows. I mean, his technique is clouded in mystery. If we all knew it, we'd all be able to do it.
I'd say I can go, the best thing to do is not have sex a day or two before a sex scene to be really extra good. But if you do mess around, just don't have an orgasm. If you go much before that, that won't be any good, because if you wait too much before having a sex scene, if you wait too long, then you're going to be too excited. And then one stroke, oh God, you'll spend the entire scene trying to hold back, and that's not good either. Here's the big studio right here.
Today, today's
the mm-hmm.
girl? We're doing it today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure, Ronnie will appreciate the nice, smooth, soft, cocoa buttered skin.
Is this your first scene with him?
Oh, yeah. Never done that before.
Are you looking forward to it? Or?
Yeah.
See, Ronnie's been in the business as long as you've been on this earth, 21 years.
I know.
Are you going to have an orgasm when you're with Ronnie?
Oh, you know I will.
Because yeah, you're a good girl, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of sex is best?
Oh.
Sex is best, huh, baby?
This is my husband.
Hi, I'm Skeeter. Bridget's my wife.
Mwah.
I got a little half blue on the key there.
Sorry.
What?
We're going to aim it backwards. Right.
Okay, so this is your previous
look. You may remember me.
I've been running it. No, don't shoot for a second.
Watch your step, TV.
Don't shoot me.
Oh, Scott, you are an asshole.
No, it's after he
says
that.
No,
before.
No.
Here we go. And action.
He says that... What the fuck is my first line?
That's what he said?
He's as famous as what?
He says that you're as famous as they come.
Okay. Oh.
Everyone thinks it's easy, but it's not. Now with all the cameras and crew standing around you, it's not. Although with Viagra, you start seeing a lot more guys, because now anybody can do it. You know, I've seen guys who, you know, wouldn't be good performers for... pop a pill and they get it. I would never take a Viagra, because then you rely on it. Then next time you have a really important date, you want to impress a girl, you want to have a good scene in a movie maybe, you'll have to pop the Viagra again. You'll come to rely on it. I want to know that when the going gets tough, I can rely on me, and I can do whatever I have to do, and I count on some pill.
So, guys, nice seeing you. Thanks, Mike. Thank you,
Ron. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Bye, Ron.
Bye-bye, honey.
He can count down to ejaculation. Stroke-wise, he can start with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he can come on cue.
No one in the business can do that and has ever been able to do that. When he counts down from 10 to 1 and on, and he doesn't do 10, 9, wait a couple seconds. No, he's like 10, 9, 8, 7. On 1, he's all over the place. That's incredible.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Let's say you are too excited. Let's say it's a gorgeous girl. No rubbers, she's driving me nuts, she's riding on top of me, which is the hardest position to control. She's bouncing like crazy, and I'm going to let go with one more stroke. That takes such a hard mental concentration. You got to think so carefully about something in your mind. Disgusting. Like, I'll think of Vietnam War casualties, German shepherds, farm animals, my grandmother, dead relatives.
I'll say, Ron, look in my eyes. Look in my eyes while we're doing it. And he'll say, oh, I can't. And he'll turn away. He'll just turn his head completely. And he's like, dead dogs. You know, he'll like, what do you mean, dead dogs? Ugly grandmothers. He'll start saying things out loud. I said, what are you talking about? I have to think of something. Stop it.
That's a lot of concentration. You know, thinking so hard in your mind that what's going on is not even relevant. You're not even thinking about that. Because if you do, you're going to explode. That's real concentration. And in a way, you know, I'd love people to realize the fact that in a way, it's a real purest form of acting. It's really acting at its all-time best. It's the kind of acting that Lee Strasberg and Stanislavski used to teach. You know, that you're so immersed in your character, you're inside looking out. You know, the audience doesn't exist. You are inside your character looking out.
So, dickhead, think. That's what you're here for.
I'd like to see Richard Burton, or Sir John Gielgud, or Sir Laurence Olivier, do Macbeth, memorizing all that dialogue, and have a boner.
How many chicks did you bang?
I really don't know how many women Ron actually has slept with, but he has 1,800 movies.
Now, some of them were two scenes in a movie, some were one scene, some were no, some were just dialogue. So let's say we average out to one scene each movie, 1,600, all right?
So that's 3,600 there.
1,600. It's going to be at least about $2,500, $2,500.
And another 2,500 different girls in private life.
Socializing? It's got to be at least 500 to 1,000 over the years, I guess.
But even very conservatively, 4,000 and up.
One girl actually liked me. The rest, I didn't get paid.
Come on Slack, y'all wanna be a porn star.
Hey man,
or ass porn star. Come on Slack, y'all wanna be a porn star.
Hey man.
So much fun.
He's all right. Ron ain't bad. Ron ain't bad at all. Got a big dick, too.
I don't know how this little fat man get all these women, boy. I don't know how he do it, but he does it. It's a name or the bank account, one of the above.
Or a big dick. I think it's the big dick that gets him over.
The interesting thing about Ron is that he could still be getting a lot more than he does, but he is calm down. He's not so manic, obsessive about like he used to be.
You know, in the old days, I went to Plato's Retreat. I used to go to all these big swing clubs all over the country. And it was really a thrill doing like girl after girl after girl and orgies. But, you know, since the virus got so known and chlamydia is out there and trichomonas and stuff, I get tested every single month. You know, the more I do, the more before I take a blood test, the more I got to panic and get annoyed.
Hey. Those are always the part I hate. Like my ACE test.
The taking the blood doesn't bother me. It's the half hour I wait for the results that's a little bit painful. This is nothing, really. I get used to this, you know? Even though they say that girl to guys is very, very difficult, and I've seen no cases, she hasn't seen any cases, you always wonder, there could be that one shot in a zillion that maybe you're it, you know? So each month you wonder, what did you do this last month? What did I do that was careless? That makes you nervous.
Now the sweat starts.
This is a part I hate. I gotta wait a half hour for my first results. I'll watch the process because it is interesting seeing how they do it. I hear her on the phone. I wonder what she's saying. Like, I always get nervous. I'm saying that's why I couldn't stand waiting out here. Because, you know, I would hear her on the phone. Seriously. So I go, what? Oh, no. She could be talking to a girlfriend. But I hear that. I'm going, no. Something going on in my blood. So, anyway, you slice it. It's the one big pain of being in the porn business. But it's necessary, and we absolutely have to do it. No two ways about it. And I endorse it, and I enforce it, but... Now, the one good thing about eventually getting out of the porn business is to be able to finally stop taking these things every fucking month.
I hope you have color film because it really turns a nice shade of blue if it's positive.
Very funny.
It turns a nice shade of blue. I got a huge problem.
By the color of your shirt there, Ron.
Yeah, we didn't want it to turn this color.
I know. How long does it take that to ask the student how long about?
It's finished. You dodged another bullet, Ron.
I'm okay?
Yeah.
That was awfully quick this time. I actually let him shoot that test. I was going to rock something in the ass. For 46 years on this planet, I've gotten one case of gonorrhea and one case of the crabs. Before I even got into porn, I got a pretty good record. Because in my 21 years of porn, got nothing.
I have to say his biggest flaw would be his cheapness.
Ronnie is so tight that he squeaks.
He pays for nothing.
He's a tight wad. He's cheap.
You name one Jew that money's not important to.
When you see him in an airport and he's carrying a Glad bag, that doesn't mean he's changing garbage bags. That's his luggage.
Yes, I do steal these. I'm supposed to turn it in after the flight, but no, I take it so I can see a free movie again. Hey, look, I save on the $5. I fly so damn much, look back, you know?
And yet, he can be an incredibly generous person.
Ron, actually, I don't know if he wants anyone to know this or not, but he actually anonymously bailed me out of jail once and didn't think I ever knew about it.
Rumored that Ron is one of the wealthiest people in the adult entertainment industry.
There's a reason why I'm saving my money. It's for my future. I want to be independent. I save my money. People say, Ryan, what are you saving your money for? The future. Not a car. Not this and that and this and that. For the future. And I've done it. I know they say you can't take it with you. I understand that. So I may be leaving a good chunk for my kids whenever I get them.
The guy's a multimillionaire. He's been in 4,000 films. He hangs around the set for peanuts to get a blowjob.
From a chick
that recognized him.
Let's see the other thing here. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Does porn degrade women? Oh, they're paid way better than we are. I've been around 21 years. A girl brand new in the biz will make more than me. Her first day on the job. We're all sex objects in a porno film. It's a porno film. It's meant to entice. So if you're going to say it degrades women, it also degrades men.
One quick thing with Ronnie in the world.
You're set it up right now.
We might have to do something else anyway. Maybe I'll give her a hint first.
No, I don't want you to give me a hint.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, that was okay. All right.
He's a very important person, and he's known. And maybe by working with him, I can say maybe it'll take me a step up. He's a great person, and it's a pleasure for me to work with him.
Can you finish like fast?
It's gonna be a 5-minute scene anyway.
Are you gonna come?
Only if you beg.
I hope he was like 20 years younger. I mean, I like old men.
You're so funny.
No, but like it. Well, yeah, you do
like it. Yeah, I'll just like.
Honey, you can't be, honey. Oh, it's going to be like this or something.
There's a story about Ronnie that there are women who have been asked what they won't do in the business, and they will say, I won't have sex with dogs or Ron Jeremy.
You're Ron Jeremy? Charlie, I told you I'd never work for this fat fucking pig.
There were women that didn't want to do Ron Jeremy, and there was a time when it was circulated that they didn't want to do Ron because of his hygiene.
He always looks dirty. I know I've seen him shower, but he looks unkempt. I guess because his body is so hairy.
Ron's famous for having girls ask that he shave his body before they will commit to doing a scene with him.
Charlie, this shit ain't coming off, man.
Oh, like that shit's glued on there.
It's like fucking steel.
A lot of girls go, that's disgusting. What you do is disgusting. And you're a fat pig, you make me sick.
Ron Jeremy's ugly. Yeah. He's tell fat. I would never.
I let girls say that to me. I say, well, you're entitled to your opinion. And then I usually leave.
I would rather work with Ron, who's, you know, overweight, hairy, who has a great personality, who's a good friend of mine, than work with some arrogant bodybuilder type of a guy. I hate that more than anything.
Oh, he's fucking stupid. Idiots, dude. They're the ones over idiots.
I wish you'd lose some weight. Yeah.
you've got to stop and say, look in the damn mirror, I say, man, I ought to lose this fucking weight, you know.
Going, oh my God, they promised to photo retouch this picture.
He says to me yesterday, he goes, you know, they were supposed to airbrush this little bit of fat. I'm like, Ron, it's not just a little bit.
This, he's here, a save for later. This, a never.
He likes food better than pussy.
He's a sensualist. And he loves things that feel good and taste good. So of course he loves women, and of course he loves food.
Oh, great, Isaac.
I think he is a glutton for life and whatever it has to offer.
Oh, losing blood sugar.
Oh, here, that is some cake.
Good idea.
I was doing doggy position, and I couldn't see the girl's ass or my penis. I looked down and realized I had a huge dinner, and my stomach got in the way of my view of my penis. I didn't feel so good. She ate a lot also.
So many of us are addicts in this business to either alcohol, drugs, and Ronnie is to food.
He doesn't eat junk food. He doesn't eat sweets. He eats healthy. And I just think what it is he eats just too much. Healthy food.
Ronnie never met a meal he didn't like. And that's what I love about Ronnie. He's totally non-discriminating.
We go to dinner and he's like, you gonna eat that? You gonna eat that? Like, every plate is clean.
If you're eating a couple slices of pizza and you don't eat the crust, he will literally eat the crust right from your plate.
A friend of his gave him this fork that extends.
He's amazing. He is a walking garbage truck with a website.
Ron Jeremy, wow, boy, you're my wife's favorite, you know that? Hey, Ron, can I have your autograph?
My pleasure.
Why is Ronnie so successful? It's an obvious question. Why? Because he's fat, hairy, and ugly.
Because guys can relate. And you see a gorgeous guy getting all the girls. The audience goes, so what? They see a schlub like me get lucky, and it's like hope for everybody else.
He's my hero. That guy, he's like a regular guy. He's just a greasy-looking dude, and he's like the biggest porn star in the world.
This is America's youth.
Ron definitely has made a mark on this world. I can't walk down the street without having 25 people shout out to him. I mean, from all walks of life.
You really like Ron. What is it?
I don't know, it's that pizzeria owner look. I don't know what it is. I just love him. I have all of his videos. I watch him all the time. He's hilarious. I'm shaking. I'm sorry.
We had more people lined up to see Ron at the CES show than the girls, than the women. I said, what's this award? Is he Ron? He says, well, he says, I just got it.
Hi, Ron.
An icon. For most college men, they've all seen his movies or got off to his movies at some point in their life.
So Ron and Bob and Bob, and who the fuck are we? We're just gonna ask Ron, that's dirty!
Well, we have many other stars such as Ronald Reagan and even Elvis Presley are brothers.
So I'm following in good footsteps. Right now, Ron would rock in his grave if he saw this. And you say, he's not dead yet. Yeah, this would kill him.
We're fucked up, and he's in our frat.
Yeah!
Here's Ron Jeremy, who's with us tonight. So drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink.
He has a tremendous sense of humor. He's a hell of a comedian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry. Meeting this girl see backstage, and I got her today's sponge caught in my throat.
That is the worst act in show business.
Actually, it's getting better.
Why is this the best singer a girl should masturbate with? Because it's mine.
So I book Ron in clubs where he does an X-rated comedy routine.
It's Ron Jeremy.
Goes all over the country, so much so that the clubs can't even prepay his plane ticket because he never knows where he's going to be coming from because people fly him everywhere. He worries about New York because I booked him twice in nearby New Jersey, and he says that even though he loves New York, he's from New York, that New Yorkers are just too tough a crowd.
And I'll be on the live mic while I walk on stage. And then, if I set the bomb, I'll start saying, well, we got a real great show for you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to one of our main attractions tonight.
People drink here?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, he had no material.
You ever seen Eskimo? Did he compete?
He has no presentation.
I'm still wearing the rubber. Let's go here,
baby. He has no time.
Basically, a fatty fucking fucker. He's saying the boys are good.
Oh, forget it, man. Forget it. Shit. Shit.
Look, you know, this porno thing, it's not as much fun as people think, right? I'm trying to go legit. In fact, I just auditioned for an episode of George and Leo.
And I hope you get it.
I want to be seen in more mainstream films so that, you know, they'll realize that I can do other things besides porn.
I'm not a stud.
Huh?
I'm not a stud. I'm...
Jizz Master Zero!
Deep down, he wants to be a famous movie star.
I've done a lot of B-movies. I've done about 42 mainstream films.
Yeah, I got you. Are you looking at me right now?
Yes, sir.
You saw what happened here, didn't you?
I saw her go over the railing, if that's what you mean. Unfortunately, from this angle, I... couldn't tell if she slipped or was pushed.
I've seen so many videos of Ron in it, and every time I see it, I freak out, you know, because I'm like, oh my God, it's Ron!
One thing I noticed about Ron and his cameos in movies, he gets killed a lot.
Director, what is looking here? Esto es por Concha Alicata.
He's done legitimate, but he's mostly done legitimate in small extra parts, never as a principal.
Please, Lord, just any sign, just a sign. Please, any sign.
Ronnie once said to me, I want you to be an extra in a movie called Cobra. The Stallone film. And I said, but I don't do that. I don't need that. And he said, oh, yes, yes, be an extra. So I didn't do it, but later on I saw the movie and the back of his head was in the movie. And he was extremely proud of that.
Ron's very proud of his bits and pieces of mainstream film that he's done, and you know, he has.
You know, I was in a film shot in France, Killing Zoe.
He was in Killing Zoe, but this was it. Bang, he was dead.
That's his whole deal. I mean, he had to go to Paris for it and everything.
I don't even know why he bothers with that one.
I mean, we're all narcissistic and vain, but this man is a walking press release. I hate meeting him. He runs over to me, says, here, look at this, I'm on MTV, I'm here, I'm there. I stopped it. Once I was in an elevator with him, I had to look at 32 articles about him. Yes, he's famous, yes, he's entertaining, but he's fucking boring.
You're promoting my movie.
You're promoting his movie?
Me, Wally Sparks. And I'm in the New York Post today, an article about Boogie Nights.
And what haven't you done, Ron?
I just got this yearning just to go and be places, be seen, be the center of attention. And that's part of that old ham thing, you know, that gets us all into the industry in the first place, you know. The desire to be a ham, to be noticed, universally approved, you know. It's kind of like a disease.
He made a rap song, you know, that hit, it was on the charts.
Runs at the Hollywood celebrities. He loves that. He loves that.
So it used to be Corey Feldman, Corey Haim. Now it's Corey Feldman, Ron Jeremy.
He knows everybody in Hollywood. I mean, Ron has met everybody.
Dom DeLuise, Waylon Flowers, Pauly Shore, Gary, Baba Booey, Steve Piercy from Rat.
He's like a moth that goes for the light.
Jim Carrey, Linda Blair, Sam Kinison, Charlie Callis, Jay Leno, Robin Williams, myself, and Sam Kinison.
And everybody likes him because he's just such a character.
Craves publicity. He craves notoriety. I think that, you know, it's obvious because of his pursuit of the mainstream. I mean, let's be honest, that pursuit has been dogged. Dogged.
I'm going to be in Dallas to do my comedy show. Wednesday, I'm supposed to go do a rap video with Kid Rock. I'll be on the Jerry Springer show Thursday morning. Oh, God. I have to fly from Chicago in the afternoon right to New Jersey, to Newark. I have a workaholic attitude. I think it's the lack of drugs that make it possible for me to be able to work night and day and hardly ever sleep.
Ronnie just wants to be famous, and
that drive that he has, the drive to succeed.
It's a crazy drive. It's disproportionate the way most people live, but that's why he's made it, because he'll sacrifice everything. He will never miss a party.
Hey, Ron, we're having a Sin City party tonight. You want to go?
I'm probably going to check the thing out, yeah.
He's like a walking festival. He's like a Mardi Gras. God forbid somebody doesn't recognize him. God forbid. He believes, I think, on some deep level, that if he's not there, that party isn't happening. I think really deep down, on a true Freudian level, Ron Jeremy feels if he closed his eyes, the rest of us disappear. So Ronnie is a total nutcase.
I thought that there actually are parties in Hollywood going on that I'm not invited to. It's very depressing.
I think Ron's one of those people that feels like he's missing something if he's not out. So he's always out.
You walk into a party in Hollywood. You should simply wait for the criteria, and if they're there, you stay. If they're not, you leave. Number one, is there any celebrity at the party who I can direct to my friends that I met?
2, anybody who can help my career in any way, shape, or form. That's very important. 3, great food. 4, really good-looking women, some girl maybe I can have nookie with. I give food actually more importance. 5, some great entertainment.
He's had this really incredible phone book thing that he's had for years that no one could take away from him. And you open it up and it's got millions of little tiny names and numbers, you know, scribbled in this thing, and little lines drawing a person's name to another name so he'll know what the connection is. Like he'll talk to someone on the phone and he'll trace back the line, go, oh, and I remember your friend so-and-so, or, you know, and it's amazing. I don't know how, it's like a hieroglyphics or something that are indecipherable for other people, but he can do it, and somehow that's the way his brain works, I guess.
There's actually a wrong reason for this, see? It says that's the LA list. This is, here we have, see, look at the headings. See how I put these in order. Outside USA. So this is any kind of state other than New York or LA. Here's all my numbers in all over Europe. Like Buffalo, you know, Albany, Catskills. It also has the outside the country one, see? Radio stations.
And how long have you had this?
I've had this book about, I guess, 12 years.
Has never really maintained a regular sleep-wake cycle, see? He'll be up all hours of the night. Sometimes he'll go a full day without sleeping, you know, a 24-hour period, and then he will try to catch up. His body never knows when it's going to be awake or when it's going to be asleep, and what the body really likes is a routine.
Ron falls asleep sometimes.
It's like narcolepsy. Just all of a sudden he'll be sitting there.
I have my own theory. I think he's 10% narcoleptic. That's my theory.
Then, I'm not narcoleptic.
Yeah, you are.
I have a cure for the narcolepsy. It's called sleep.
Ronnie has, I think, some form of low-grade narcolepsy.
It's called narcolepsy.
I know what it is, Venice.
It's treatable.
Oh, Venice.
It's treatable, Ronnie. All you have to do is go in.
All right, fine, yeah.
I'll even pay for it.
He refuses to recognize it's a damn problem.
Venice.
You fall asleep all the time while you're driving.
Because I don't get any sleep.
Because you get sleep and you fall asleep anyway. Because you are.
Elizabeth.
He'll sometimes conk off, you know, in the middle of a conversation because his body demands rest.
People have played jokes on him when he's asleep.
Somebody would walk up to him and pull out his weenie and put it into Ron's.
Then they took a picture of it, and when he woke up right away, so it kind of looks like, you know, that he's got the guy's thing in his mouth, you know.
I was directing him, I think it was in 1985, in a sex scene where he fell asleep in the middle of the sex scene and began to snore, but stayed in the same in and out motion, on his knees, snoring away quite happily.
She's going, ha, 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 Ron, wake up. How is it possible? He can do it.
He scared me half to death on the highway. He will be driving, and I'm sitting there, and here's Ron.
You know. I'm here in Chicago. I would be on my truck, wouldn't I? If I killed you. It's one of my favorite places in the world. Oh, maybe
right,
I'm most adjusted to this. Was Tokyo.
He would laugh at my imitation of him fighting to stay awake behind the wheel of a car. Because he'd roll down the window, and he'd hold onto the wheel, and he'd, like, open his eyes really, really wide, and he'd sit back like this while he's driving.
And he's, like, really starting to fall asleep, and so I'm hitting his hand, doing anything to wake up, because the next thing I know, we're going to hit a wall. And he says, well, you don't have to worry. Cars will get out of the way. I said, it's the objects that don't move, Ron, that I'm worried about, you know.
the worst driver. He thinks it's the Indianapolis 500. He rides everyone's ass, just like it's a porno set.
I'm not driving on the shoulder when you're in a hurry.
I always drive like this.
Damn. He drives like a maniac. He'll take U-turns when he's not supposed to.
He gets stopped, and he wonders why. The other day, he drove up on a damn sidewalk just to let us out. And I said, look, you can't drive up on sidewalks.
To the telephone booth.
I have things to do. But no things to do. I can sit around and hang out a little bit. You know, I got things to do.
Ronnie is not only a bad driver, he's going to die in a fiery car crash. He will.
Ron has actually one of the ugliest bodies and asses of anybody ever.
He can get away with this because he puts me in movies. What am I going to do, you know?
Background action! Ron actually performs in the film Detroit Rock City.
Oh, that's funny.
There's Ron on the movie poster. So here in the video, we're giving him a different role, but we felt it was important that Ron make a presence in the video since he's such a strong presence in the film. Background action! No one. We're backstage at a Kiss concert, and Ron is one of the security guards who is trying to keep our lead teenage characters out of the backstage area.
I'm saying he gets more than me. Let's face the facts. You know what I'm saying?
Get one run, get one in.
It's true.
So this is what we'll do. You guys will run in. I think he's a really funny actor. I think he's a very good actor. And he's extremely professional. He always knows his lines. He always hits his marks. He always gives a good performance every take. And he works very hard at that because he knows he has to overcome the stigma of being a porno star.
Although I have had a lot of nice parts in some mainstream movies and I've consulted mainstream films, the fact is there's still a lot of films that won't hire me because of the world of porn. I mean, sometimes all this fame can hurt you, not help you.
I guess Ron just doesn't get the respect that maybe he rightfully deserves. You know, I think maybe the media has been a little harsh on him over the years.
Thank you.
Here.
I still a flower girl. Always.
It's like a wedding. I'm married.
Always flowering you.
Thanksgiving girl.
Hello.
Flower girl.
Yes, I know.
Mr. Garrett, they're going to ask that you not in this segment, that they're going to use you later on.
Sure.
Okay, so can we go in, pull this mic, IP?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, tell them that he's got great stuff to talk about, Mustang.
What they say? Okay, yeah, you're out, unfortunately.
That's all right.
Go ahead and pull that chair to the side.
Because Hollywood can be so cruel that for people like Ron, who are sensitive, they really have to have a lot of ambition to get beyond the rejection or the hurt.
Probably he has been cut out of more movies he's been in.
Evidently he's been in a whole bunch of films and he just always hits the cutting room floor, so he's paranoid about it.
He had a part in Ronin with John Frankenheimer, which they cut out because it was Ron Jeremy.
He got cut out of The Chase too, which is one of Adam's movies, because they found out who he was.
People recognize Ron as a porn actor and immediately will ask me to remove him from the final cut.
It's just simply a hypocritical industry. It's a hypocritical world in general that jacks off to the extra industry with its left hand and pushes us away with the right.
I only got hurt by only two things really got to me and really bothered me. And the whole time in the media, that was Jerry Butler's book bothered me a little bit because I thought he was very mean for no particular reason. And the article in New Yorker by Susan Faludi I thought was very mean. Because we became friends, and she said things that were unnecessarily mean, like I live to gross people out. Things that were very poison. Like, I don't mind insults, but it's got a little poison attached. It kind of hurts me.
What's the matter? Somebody died?
No. Worse. Much worse. Nobody loves me.
Why have you never been married?
Who? Have I never been married?
Why have you never been married?
Simply because I haven't got a cell phone. I used to piss you off.
Because you're a moron.
I want to be eventually a father and have children, have a serious relationship with a woman.
Oh, come now. It can't be that bad.
It's probably worse.
To be an active person in adult movies, it's tough to have a relationship because picture what it's like. You wake up in the morning, you have breakfast with your wife. Oh, honey, I really enjoyed these Cheerios. I'm going to fuck's sake. I'll see you Thursday. How many wives want to put up with that, right? It's tough. And do I get lonely? Sometimes.
Oh, come on. There's got to be somebody that loves you.
No, nobody.
I've never seen him have a real serious attachment to any one lady. And I often think that it must be tough at times. I think it's really great to be Ron Jeremy, but I think it could get awfully lonely.
Sometimes when you haven't got a strong mate, you do feel a bit lonely at times like that. But then at times when I'm at a party with a lot of fun people around, and which is maybe why I like to party so much, you don't feel it as much. So maybe the reason why I go to a lot of these parties is to feel less lonely. Maybe doing movies is a way of feeling less lonely. Maybe a lot of what motivates me, or people in general, is to feel less lonely.
I think Ronnie is totally a casualty of the world. Nobody could be a Ron Jeremy without being damaged and dysfunctional. I always tell Ron Jeremy, Ronnie, you're like the Tin Man. You have no heart.
I had three girlfriends that I still love to this very day. Margie, Alice, and Tanya. They could affect my heart with a flick of the heels. You know? If things weren't going well, I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, couldn't think. Totally distracted me. That's when I realized that sex is simple. Love, that's painful. That's tough. Tanya was the only girlfriend I ever had while I was in porn. That may be why it was so volatile.
Look at the cleavage of your tush, the top part. Just the top. Just the top only, because that's how it shows in a bathing suit. You need to see just a little...
You don't see that in the bathing suit.
Well, that's fine. Look at the cleavage in the top. Watch.
She's the closest I ever came to getting married. We lived together in her apartment
in
Brooklyn.
Back. We'll put it back. The light's better.
It landed a little tough because Tanya wanted me to quit the business. She quit first. There's this old victim attitude, like, you know, it's not our fault. You know, like she started saying porn is bad, porn is evil, it's disgusting. Saying, yeah, you say this, but you're one of the highest paid actresses in the business. She was socked away 20, 30 grand in only maybe 6 months of working in the biz. And all of a sudden had this really negative attitude about it and got religious. Or just thought it was just a mean, disgusting, vile, abusive business. And meanwhile, you know, and then she hated me, hated everyone involved.
Oh, just give me a nice, beautiful expression.
After Tanya left me, she fell in love with this guy who was an idiot. Rich came from a rich home. They had a baby together. They divorced. Miss Tanya, I ran into her in New York about a year ago, 2 years ago. I hadn't seen her in like 9 years, 10 years. And she gave me a number to call her at, and the number was no good. Within a few days, the number was disconnected. And that was the last time I saw her. I know nothing about her. It's amazing how time just changes things, you know?
Big film coming out in theaters August 13th. That's me right there.
That's me right here, you know, of course.
Oh, cool.
Guess who that is?
Yeah. Here's a look, Frank.
Guess who that is? Guess who that is?
Looks like you.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is going to be a big movie, and I hope it does well.
Bottom line is Ronnie does want to be.
a serious person, and he's not. He's a clown. He's the clown prince of porn.
That's right, folks. Please welcome Luggage Ron Jeremy.
You know, I think that Ron has a decent amount of time left in porn.
Wait, stand back.
But, you know, that day will come, perhaps, when he cannot work in the industry.
Stay down.
It's time for Ron to go on and reach his high potential. Let him retire his dig.
I'm getting more mainstream work, it's obvious. I want to be at the point where I'm getting only mainstream work and I've kicked goodbye porn for life. You know, but the thing is, it's still so tempting, I still enjoy it.
He would really miss having the voluptuous women by his side and the swinger parties and people yelling at him as he goes down the street, Ron, you're the luckiest man on earth. I want to have your life. You know, it's hard to give up. I still think that a lot of his self-esteem and self-identity is wrapped up in this persona that he's created, this Ron Jeremy guy.
He's been working continuously in the business all these years. That's not an easy feat. It's not an easy feat for somebody to be able to grow and change and adapt. It is a survivor.
I personally don't think that a Ron Jeremy could come again in the porno industry.
There's no heir apparent to the throne of Ron Jeremy, or the perhaps the toilet of Ron Jeremy, which could also be considered to be a throne. He's the one and only.
Ron Jeremy has done what every man only wishes they could spend 10 seconds of their life doing, never mind their whole lives.
Flattering. I'd still rather be in a Steven Spielberg movie. The truth. I really would.
Come tell Slack, y'all wanna be a porn star.
Hey man.
Ass porn star. Come tell Slack, y'all wanna be a porn star.
Hey man.